All right, I think we've made it to 15. Zendek Royal Funding Policy. Oh, I'm sorry, that was 14 and 15. All right, 16. This is again Kurt, retroactive correction to retirement allowance.
Okay, so this came up when we were doing our review that the board wanted of past retirees to see if their calculations included compensation that should not have been included in pensionable compensation. What we found in this case was a simple error in the spreadsheet, typo basically, that included 13 months of base salary instead of 12. It wasn't caught during the final review. At that time, the review process was a little different. So this time, when we were reviewing these calculations, we were able to spot it. And it's pretty sizable, obviously, 13 twelfths, bigger than it should have been. So, and since it was so long ago, it was over 3 years that we've been paying this higher benefit, we went ahead and corrected it going forward. As I pointed out, that's something that the board regs allow us to do administratively. But it says retroactive corrections have to go to the board. So here it is. And the question we have then is there any feel for how we go about making this correction? If we were to take it all at once, it would be about 2.25 benefit payments, full benefit payments, full monthly payments. And if we were to take it at suggestion made here, 10% of the benefit payment at a time, it would take about 23 months to recover the full amount.
And can we give this person or persons the option?
Yeah, what we typically do is we give them the option, and as long as he agrees, usually we give them the 10% option. I mean, usually these corrections are made for a couple of months. We give them the 10% option, and if he doesn't agree to that, we just take the full amount. Okay. But
or they may want to just pay it off.
They might want to pay it, certainly, yeah.
We're not charging them any interest on that,
no.
Right?
We're recommending that we don't charge interest on that. This is our mistake. And
I think it was our mistake, I would say.
Yes.
Yeah. When you say you'll offer them 10% and if they don't agree to that, you'll take the whole thing, it seems very punitive that they may want us to only take 5%.
Well, if they wanted us to only take 5% and you said take at least 10%, then we would take 10%.
Okay. I'm sorry. I misunderstood you then. Okay, great. Thank you.
He's going to make an offer they can't refuse.
That's right.
You get A or B. All right, Debbie.
I'll move that we accept the staff recommendation to offer this person a 10% repayment plan over 23 months as laid out in the August 13th memo.
Second.
Further discussion. Jerry?
Yeah, I think there was some precedence in this, and Harvey, maybe you can help me with this. Maybe I'm wrong. But it seems to me that there were some elected officials that for years received both their salary and their retirement at the same time.
Sure.
And when it came before this board that the mistake was being made by Cicera, that we said, okay, we will stop their pay today, and from here on forward, they will not receive anything from Cicera. But we didn't claw back and make them pay back all that money that they had received for all those years. And this seems, I don't know if this is very similar, but it seems very similar to me, and it would seem that it would be unjust for us to do it in this case for a line staff person when we let all these elected officials get.
Well, this is a miscalculation, and while I agree with you that those elected officials, and we know who they are, should not have done that, they were getting what they'd already paid into, and they weren't paying towards that. So I do see it as two different things.
And for me, there was a difference in the policy. That was a policy decision that this board kind of caught up and basically said this shouldn't be happening. We do have precedent, as I recall, for going back and getting errors rectified and calculation errors, in which case we went back. I think we've done it before.
And to that point, it could go either way, too. We could have been underpaying somebody. It could
sure.
have come up.
Yes.
Yeah.
True.
And
true.
We'd want to go back. And
then they want interest when we underpay.
Harvey, is there a statute that you can only go back 3 years, or we could go back all the way?
No, we could go back. You know, we have a draft policy, but it hasn't been adopted, so you have the bylaw, the regulation here. that situation Jerry refers to. Good memory.
Oh, no, a lot of us remember that.
That was about 5 years ago, I think.
Well, I'll bring it up because there were a lot of board members that weren't on the board at that time.
And essentially, that was in exchange for a full release of claims. There was threatened litigation from those three high-level officials, and we negotiated a settlement that didn't go backwards, but just went forward. So my only comment, if I may, Mr. Chairman, is that before the board adopts with not charging interest, would you please check it with Ice Miller, the tax counsel? Because my understanding is the IRS requires you to collect interest on overpayments of assets out of the system. So I just want to make sure that.
So should I amend the motion if we find that the IRS requires interest calculation, that we authorize staff to do so?
Yeah.
Agreed. Second Good. Agrees.
That would be appropriate. Good.
And just, Jerry, I don't want to make this more complicated because I can see a couple other things, sure, but I will. Sure. No, I mean, I can Go see ahead. A couple. It might be worthwhile having something that seems a little less arbitrary as we make this up. Maybe something that refers to balances, the size of the balance, the policy, rather than making it look like we're doing one-off calculations. Yeah, you know, we're back to this one person, and he says he can do it in one lump sum. Next guy says, I'm going to need 20 years, and we say, okay, we understand. You know, it seems to me we're kind of making that up as we go along. We might consider formalizing it.
You want to bring that policy to the board?
Yeah, we'll include that in the draft policy.
We have a draft
correction
policy.
Of errors.
Yeah, just to.
And I think the two options are only lump sum or 10% going forward.
Yeah, I just did quick calculations on 2 years, it's like almost $1,400 per month. That person might right. say that's a bite.
Yeah, the 10% also is there's some
without interest.
There is a statute that doesn't apply to this case, but there is a statute in Searle about collecting an overpayment that does also have the same 10% limit on it.
Okay. Karen, you'll build into that the policy, the tax issue, if we have one.
Yes.
Okay.
And I want to make sure I heard you say that we did valuations differently then. So whatever error that did occur has been corrected or corrective action has been put in place to ensure that, I mean, mistakes happen,
yes.
And I understand that, but.
Yeah, there's basically three things that kind of prevent this error from happening today. This was in 2011. One of them is the spreadsheet that the error occurred in has been modified and updated so that much more calculations are automated instead of being typed in. And the second one is that a parallel calculation is done in CPAS with our pension administration system, which sometimes needed a manual adjustment, but we reconcile the two. Mm. So this error wouldn't occur here.
So the answer is yes.
And the third thing is, as our procedure, our policy for reviewing when there's a large increase in compensation in the final year that we started in 2013.
Right.
So we do that now at the time of retirement before the members given the final amount, and it's that procedure that actually found this error.
Okay, thank you.
Kurt, don't two counselors, one counselor works with the employee, and then once that's finalized or agreed upon, then another counselor then does an independent
yes.
evaluation of the employee?
But that's what happened when this happened.
No.
Yes, well, that brings up a good point. So there's a counselor that works with the member and often does an estimate before the person terminates. And in this case, that was done, and the estimate was actually correct. Hmm. And when the counselor did so a different counselor who didn't work on it does the final calculation, they are supposed to compare it to the recent estimate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's another reason why this wouldn't happen today, and that's a reason why it shouldn't happen then.
Never knew.
So that step...
The estimate.
I mean, they're $800 different.
Oh, yeah,
so
no,
they should have
done that. Out of curiosity, did that person get the original
It should be like
estimate.
A spreadsheet times 12.
Yes.
And so they knew, they possibly could have known there was
so they're taking it from the counselor?
Yes.
Interesting.
So you're saying this is not going to happen again?
Well, I don't know.
This exact error is very unlikely to happen again.
Unlikely.
Karen.
My question about the review process is whether the external auditor ever reviews this kind of thing?
Yes. The external auditor does review calculations.
But it's not every one of them, isn't it?
No, of course not. They take a sampling and they actually look at these worksheets and see if they come up with the same calculation. And they have found I mean, last year they actually found one that they said, we can't recreate this, what happened? And it was a Paulson settlement person, and we explained to them what happened. But yeah, they do look at that level of detail. Had they picked this person, they probably would have found it.
And that's my point. I mean, you're right, they'll look at it, but we might.
But we need to review everyone, and we do. So the finals counselor does it, and a coordinator reviews it, but a finals counselor can make a mistake, and a reviewer can miss it. There's these other systems in place, too.
Another mistake could happen, you know. It's
yes.
Not, but it sounds like things have been put in place to prevent it to the extent possible.
Okay. I think we're probably ready to vote on the motion.
And it was Deborah's motion?
It was Deborah's motion.
Yeah, Scott, I seconded it. And I seconded it with the amendment.
The amendment
with respect to the tax implication.
I hate to do this, but could you just repeat it? With the amendment?
I'm sorry?
Could we repeat it?
Oh.
I just want to understand. I just want to.
So I didn't write it down, so this might be slightly different from my memory.
That's all right.
Okay. I've got a substitute.
We'll be all over it.
It's a joke.
Let's go ahead.
Too soon. The motion is to adopt the recommendation of staff to recover overpayment of retroactive to the date of retirement for the situation outlined in the memo from Kurt Snyder on dated August 13th, 2014, with the caveat that staff will research the possibility of adding interest onto that repayment if it is required by the IRS.
Based on advice from tax counsel.
Based on advice from tax counsel.
And I seconded that motion.
Good. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
One no. Jerry Tillis?
Yes.
Everyone else in favor?
Just a question. We don't put the person's name on this one. What would be the reason not to say this is like one person, like we do a disability or something else claim? Is there a purpose? I mean, I'm okay with that. Just curious.
Objectivity, in my opinion.
The individual was notified and was told it was on this agenda. So the individual.
I'm kind of wondering.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, the individual knows, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
They act surprised?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll bet.
No.
Damn.
It's probably that guy that just walked in.
Based on that number, Jerry, it doesn't seem like one of the frontline folks either.
Oh, no, this is a manager. This is clearly, and they can afford to lose it. I realize it. It's a principle of the thing. Is what I was.
Yeah, 23. Directly into the microphone.
I have.
Get all the money back.
And I said it clear.
I stapled it wrong. I was looking for my 17. All right, we're on 17.
Oh, I'm sorry, John. One thing. You brought up a good point. What if the person deceased? Never thought of that.
Beneficiary.
Yeah, what if they don't have one? I mean, is that something we're doing our policy? Should have
in
there?
We have to discuss that during the policy.
Yeah, okay. I just never thought of that.
In like a claim in an estate type situation or something like that? Yeah, that might.
If there was something owed the estate, if there was not a death benefit in that particular.
Yeah. I was thinking
disinterment.
Remedy of it.
We have been here too long.
You sure we get that in the minutes?
Yeah, no.
I think council's blood sugar levels dropped again.
Okay.
You want a cookie?